some things that Christians believe seem so patently out of touch with the realities of today. Take the whole issue of living together before marriage. Is it perhaps time to make some changes? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Heading into the office the other day, I saw a man wearing a t-shirt with some writing on the front. Now, I always love reading other people's t-shirts. You learn so much about where people are at, and some of them are really quite witty and insightful. This one sadly said this: "Dream date, by the time you wake up, I'll be gone." Okay, there's some humour in that, I guess. But dig a bit deeper and you discover how much things have changed, and not for the better. All the surveys tell us that more and more teenagers are sexually active. Almost 80% of couples in the West live together before they get married. That's up from just 16% in 1975. It's just the way things are these days. But that was never God's plan. Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 and 5. Jesus answered, "Surely you have read this in the scriptures. When God made the world, he made people male and female. And God said, this is why a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. And the two people will become one, so they are no longer two, but one. God has joined them together, so no one should separate them." There's a beauty and a wonder in that plan, God's plan, that a whole generation seems intent on missing out on. Permanence and intimacy go hand in hand. Perhaps sticking to God's plan for marriage and intimacy seems, I don't know, out of touch with where the world's at today. But that doesn't change the fact that it's God's plan. Stick to it. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God has an amazing plan, not just for the world, but for your life in particular. And wherever you're at just at the moment, with all my heart, I believe that your best is yet to come. That's what our latest life application booklet is all about. It's called Your Best Is Yet to Come. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the free offer toward the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.